Hoosiers changed the way property taxes are calculated, says Tippecanoe New County Auditor Bob Plantinga, when voters in 2009 overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment setting permanent limits on all property taxes. The total tax bill on residential property can't exceed 1% of the home's gross assessed value. Tax bills on rental units, ag land, and long-term care facilities can't exceed 2% of the value. The limit for business and industry is 3%. 7 years later, he says 2,300 of the 4,000 owner-occupied houses in West Lafayette have hit the cap. If the bridge tax is enacted, they're constitutionally forbidden from paying more, but the other 1,700 would.
If you're not at tax cap, this is a true tax increase, so you're going to be paying more taxes.
Plantinga says the burden of the bridge tax would be borne by more than 12,000 of Lafayette's 14,000 homeowners and all but about 200 of the 18,000 homeowners outside city limits in Tippecanoe County. Every industry in the county will also pay full freight, Plantinga says, because none have reached the maximum yet. With an eye on future needs and the memory of last summer's debacle when the I-65 North Bridge over Wildcat Creek forced the state to close the interstate, city and county leaders have said establishing the tax now is a reasonable way to accumulate the millions of dollars required to keep the county's bridges, like the one behind me, in good shape. It's the solution County Highway Director Opal Kuhl arrived at as she pondered the gap between available tax revenue and the 27 large bridges scheduled for replacement during the next 50 years.
You could start building up some money for that, so we won't have to be looking at bond issues or putting off other projects to do those projects.
But the major bridge tax has a major drawback under the tax cap law. Remember those property owners whose taxes wouldn't increase? If the bridge tax is adopted, some of the money they currently pay would be shifted to the major bridge fund and subtracted from other accounts that fund city and county operations. And as property owners absorb tax increases, more will hit the maximum, putting a lid on tax revenue and essentially reducing local government's ability to fund services, says Plantinga. That's part of the tax cap plan, says State Senator Brant Hirschman. He says Republican legislative leaders believe income, not property ownership, is a better indicator of a resident's ability to pay taxes. So to help local governments move away from property taxes, he says legislators created a new local option income tax, or LOIT, to help fund services and reduce property taxes. Hirschman says instead of the bridge tax, the new LOIT might be a better way to fund the county's big bridge projects.
The other thing they could do is take advantage of one of the local option income tax levies that are available to them and fund this via an income tax. It would have the side benefit of limiting the impact of circuit breakers on them for a longer period of time.
Commissioner Tom Murtaugh says restrictions originally attached to the new local option income tax overshadowed any benefits. But he says some of those restrictions may have been lifted. And after WBAA relayed Hirschman's comments, Murtaugh said he was interested in taking another look at the income tax option.
You're asking great questions. You really are. And truly, I mean, your calls here have caused us to take pause here. You know, maybe there is a better option out there, truly.
Murtaugh says the income tax would generate about the same amount of money as the bridge tax, but income tax revenue typically goes into the general operating fund. He says the county went with the major bridge tax because county leaders want to make sure the money can only be spent on big bridge projects. He says he'll ask the county attorney to research the income tax and whether state law allows the county to allocate the revenue exclusively for major bridge work. The answer, he says, will direct the next steps the commissioners and council take. For WBAA News, I'm Chris Morisi-Vitza.